All right, back here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. A few things to wrap up before we get out of here, including updates on the infamous Happer Show Twitter account poll questions. How they're looking.
They're legendary.
They're legendary, and they provide us almost a running diary of things that we've either talked about in depth or mentioned in passing.
Yes, yes.
Some cases, it's just that.
Mostly that.
We start here. Barry Bonds, Hall of Famer, yes or no? I'm just going to go ahead and put in my vote for yes. 83% say yes.
Now, that's above the 75% threshold.
Well above at this point. So, I don't think he's going to get in, but we'll find out at 5 o'clock. I think he's going to fall short. Roger Clemens, Hall of Famer, 86% say yes. Wow, is that a higher vote for Clemens than Bonds?
It is.
Interesting. I don't really know why or what the reasoning would be for that, but there it was.
I can think of two. Neither of them are fun.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Next two poll questions involve Mad Dog Russo, Chris Russo, Christopher Russo! And the first one is just this, Mad Dog Russo, yes or no? I'm going to vote yes. See if I can bump up that number. 74% say no.
Never been more proud of this audience.
Our Mad Dog Russo impressions. I'm going to vote yes to try and bump up that number as well. 53% say no.
Oh, come on!
Give him one more for the road.
It's a good impression! Hall of Famer!
Let's see. Oh, and that's it for the poll questions. But there are a few more tweets regarding Wordle and Old Man Doug's call and a certain radio show host teasing something that probably doesn't exist. Which is great.
It's a good feed at Happer Show.
Yeah, check it out, please.
We like to have fun here.
What is on TV tonight?
We've got Jazz basketball. No, I'm kidding. Lakers at the Nets tonight, 6:30 p.m. TNT. LeBron and company head to Brooklyn to play the Nets.
Anthony Davis back.
Oh, okay.
Probable, I saw. For
that
tonight.
Does make it more interesting.
Slightly.
Really?
So I can watch the TV and boo Anthony Davis the entire time. Make fun of him because
Ooh.
He's a 7 foot tall.
He's got brittle bones.
He's a 7 foot guy and a 6 foot guy's body.
And then an actual good game of basketball, probably.
Or no, the opposite way.
On after that, 10 o'clock ESPN. It's a late one, I know. Number 3 Arizona at number 7 UCLA. 2 top 10 teams square off in Pauley Pavilion.
Not a Bill Walton special or a Bill Walton special?
Oh, you got to put Bill Walton on this game, okay. Right? Or is it too good a game to have Bill Walton on?
That was the thought. Like,
this is important, Bill. Maybe you take the day off. Maybe go see a Dead show.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just find out. We'll keep the suspense alive.
I'm sure the info's out there. I didn't look it up. on TV tonight, Wipeout, 8 p.m. on TBS. John Cena and Nicole Byer narrate people falling onto their faces as they run an absurd obstacle course. If you like watching people fall down, this is a great show.
I enjoy watching people fall down.
Okay, well, there you go. Wipeout.
I've seen Wipeout. I feel like I've watched a few episodes of that just for it being on.
Yeah, I feel we've all caught an episode or two of Wipeout.
And it's usually enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to predict what happens to this person based on what they look like, you know,
yep.
Do that whole thing.
Yeah, do they have athletic prowess or not?
Yeah.
You never know.
Love stereotyping.
Yes. And then one of the best parts of doing this bit each and every day is to educate the people. And tonight, Travel Channel, 7 o'clock, The Osbournes Want to Believe. This is a show in which Jack Osbourne, son of Sharon and Ozzy, tries to get his parents to believe in the paranormal by showing them video clips.
This is an entire TV show?
This is an hour-long television show.
And it has multiple episodes?
Yes. This is not a special. This is a series.
Oh, no.
couple things come to mind. Travel Channel, first of all. Second of all,
Travel Channel, you're about 15 years late on the Osborne train.
Yes. And I have not watched this show. I'm glad I know that it exists now, but also this is just ridiculousness.
Yes.
With UFO people.
And Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
It's Tosh.0.
Yeah.
Which was ridiculousness, uh-huh. Which is this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this one has Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't know that that's a draw right
it's,
now.
It's not. It's not.
Can he string together sentences? Does he show up for the tapings?
Are Ozzy and Sharon notoriously... Do they notoriously think that aliens don't exist? Because that would add something. Like, if they were staunchly in the position of, no, there's no way that this is real.
I can absolutely see Jack as, yes, this exists, and Sharon being, no, this isn't real. And Ozzy, you know, I'll hear you out. I'll hear you out, kid.
I won't hear much. But I'll hear something.
Then we'll give you a couple movies to watch here tonight.
Oh, man. TV. What happened?
Yeah. It used to be good. It used to be so good. 7 o'clock on FX tonight, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood from Quentin Tarantino. You just watch Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio live their lives in 1960s Hollywood. That's all it is.
Great news for our Twitter account. A big-time radio show host just responded to our tweet.
Is he beefing down? Oh, my God, he's beefing down! Oh, my God!
Look at that.
Joy Taylor on the show tomorrow. Book it. And, yeah, Mission Impossible, Fallout, 7 o'clock, FX. Yeah, it's Tom Cruise. Stuff blows up. It's the best of the series.
Nice.
And the best bathroom fight scene in movie history.
Also, you forgot the 5-hour MLB Network Hall of Fame show with the 10-second announcement.
Yes, you could watch that as well if you are on the fence as to whether or not David Ortiz will get into the Hall of Fame.
They've been showing the same Jimmy Rollins highlights for about 15 minutes now. So.
You know, J-Roll's a good comp for Jeff Kent. Let's get into that debate.
Yeah, he's currently polling at about 14%. So
Dan Shaughnessy likes him.
We'll see if he gets in. That will do it for the show today. An exciting end, I suppose.
Let's get one more joke in here. Jordan tweets in, you can say the Travel Channel missed the crazy train.
Yes.
I like that joke, actually.
All right, we're done for today, mercifully. We'll be back tomorrow. Crossover's next. See you.
Coming for you, Colin.